The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com. BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's BizBait.com. And GTRodAndReel.com, your one stop for all your ice fishing needs and musky fishing needs. That's GTRodAndReel.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to VisitSunsetCountry.com. That's VisitSunsetCountry.com.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Well, I hope you're ready to follow me in this week's show. And I want to welcome our new sponsor, the VisitSunsetCountry.com. That's VisitSunsetCountry.com. Your one spot for everything Ontario, and become part of the Canadian experience. Don't just watch it. On our program today, we're going to have a couple of young, talented anglers, educators, writers. First up, we're going to have Jim O'Neill, who's a talented angler who loves to fish the cooling lakes in Illinois. And he's going to give up some of his secrets to catching those big fish. I'm ready for him. And he's also one of the newest writers for Midwest Outdoors Magazine, one of our sponsors also. Can't go wrong with that. Then Bobby Bergen from Indiana is going to be coming on the program. He's another talented, this guy on Lake Michigan, whoo, boy, he is good at it. And but we're going to be talking with him about his expertise on Lake Michigan, that southern basin, which is the Illinois and Indiana waters, and the huge smallmouth bass that he's there to catch, and he does very, very well. He also writes a column in Midwest Outdoors Magazine about that area, so that you're getting a twofer today. And then we will have in our last segment, as always, the Aiden Fishing Report. See what my grandson is doing in Western Michigan. And once again, I have no idea until I read it, so you hear it when I do. And we'll get some outdoor news and other fishing reports. But please remember to tell all your friends that to like us at Facebook.com/Chauncey's Great Outdoors, where we give a lot more information about for the 4, 5, 8 states within the Midwest and more. And then also you could go and download for free at your favorite app store, the ESPN Chicago app. That's a really cool app. You can download it, listen to Chauncey 24/7. Oh, that's an awful lot of Chauncey, but you can listen to us 24/7. Subscribe for free for the podcast, have it delivered to your phone or computer, or you can listen anytime. The app is free. The podcasts are free. Boy, seems like everything's free on that one. That's a good idea. So definitely check that out. But before we take a break, we have to watch that weather on Lake Michigan, because it's going to be a little bit gnarly for a couple of days, and it's going to churn up that water. So fishing's going to drop, and if it's blowing from the northeast, east, or even north, it's going to be rough out there. So please remember that if it's blowing that way, there's plenty of rivers, lakes, and streams that you can chase those fish, and they're catching them in many areas throughout the Midwest. Just you may have to stay off some of the big bodies of water. Well, I tell you what, we're going to kick back. We're going to pour ourselves a cup of coffee. I hope you get yourself some coffee or something else to drink and be part of our program. Just remember, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. We know the outdoors.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, your Lund and Lowe superstar, have once again been awarded the prestigious Mercury CSI Award for customer service above all other dealers in the area for the seventh year in a row. Waterworks also has a full showroom of Lund and Lowe fishing boats, along with beautiful pontoon boats, all powered by Mercury outboards and waiting for you to add your boating fun to them. So with boats and pontoons from the factory being delivered, all with Mercury outboards, pick out your boat at waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey said to call. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you. When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" GTRodandReel.com is the place all muskie anglers are talking about for the largest selection of all your muskie lure needs. From the top names in glide baits, crankbaits, jointed topwater baits, ratlin baits, diver baits, and more, all shipped to your door. Our best-selling Easy Clip shark wire leaders, along with fluorocarbon and solid wire leaders, can be purchased by going to Easy Clip Leader on eBay for show discounts and free shipping on leaders. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
You gone fishing?
How do you know?
There's a sign upon your door.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
There's your hoe out in the sun.
Everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. That's right. And, oh, the phone is ringing. Who's on the phone? It's Jim O'Neill, the newest outdoor writer for Midwest Outdoors Magazine. Jim, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, Chauncey. How are you doing today?
You know, just draw a circle on a wall and you know what to do. hey.
Give or take.
Yeah. You love fishing our warm water lakes, don't you?
You know, I do. And it's a love-hate relationship at times, but what we have in our cooling lakes is something that I've figured out that we don't have, that other states don't necessarily have. You know, Illinois, we have the most nuclear plants out of any state in the country, and a few of those are on lakes. And because of that, we get fish that get to feed all year round, unlike many other states in the Midwest that have ice on these bodies of water and the metabolism slows down.
Mm-hmm.
So I love the cooling lakes because you can catch big fish. And you can catch them at the start of the year to the end of the season when they close.
Yeah. And, you know, well, Braidwood opened up first, and then LaSalle mm-hmm. opened up first.
Right.
One that was a cooling lake, Heideke, is now just a natural lake. So, you know, people will still mention, oh, it's a cooling lake. No, it's not really. It's just, it happens to be there. That's
sure.
all.
sure. And, yeah, it's just a big rock bowl now.
That's all it is. But, you know, The other ones, Braidwood and LaSalle, and Braidwood, you know, I have been part of a program with Exelon Nuclear where, you know, they really do a lot of stuff to that lake that you, mm-hmm. they don't just have a lake there. They every year we put in thousands of dollars worth of fish cribs, and nobody
yep.
knows about it. And these fish cribs are, you know, start to grow algae on them, and then the little fish come looking for the algae, and you know what? Get the dominoes lined up. Everybody's got to eat a little bit.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then, you know, that way it's, you know, working out really well. And but, you know, whether you're looking at LaSalle, Braidwood is, you know, close to Chicago, these are dynamic fisheries that seem to be doing better and okay. Yeah, we, you know, somebody will say, well, you got a fish kill, but it's not necessarily a fish kill because it's just the natural cycle of the fish. But
sure.
as you said, what are some of the great fish that you know that are in Braidwood Lake?
Well, I'll put it this way. This year alone, we've been open for half a month or so, and I know someone who's already caught over a 7-pound largemouth out of Braidwood, and that's impressive enough out of any Illinois lake. And I know a couple people who have caught blues over 50 pounds. There's at least two blue catfish I know that have been caught over 50 pounds. And I've seen a handful of flatheads over 30 and 40. So, you know, if you like catching largemouth bass, wipers, your hybrid striped bass, then this is the place for you. And catfish galore. You got channels, bullheads, blues, and flatheads. I mean, you can catch them all. So it's somewhere I highly recommend, not only for numbers, because you can have a field day with small fish there,
mm-hmm.
But it also has some real large fish. And that's what you get from that warm water. They have abundance of shad in there. You'll see crayfish occasionally, too, and a lot of deep water.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Exactly. Now, you know, you said a 7-pound largemouth, and you did a lot more than get my attention. I better go see the chiropractor tomorrow. My neck hurts. I'm going, what? But, you know, this is, they're growing, they're eating year round.
Right.
You know, and it's kind of funny if after the lake closes, and I know if you're a goose hunter, you've seen it at one of the clubs around there, but there's this haze of fog over Redwood Lake. But
the creepy fog that is eerie, you know, but it reminds you of the cooling lake. And I think it's something nostalgic about it, you know. In the article I wrote about Midwest Outdoors, I talked about how the steam's rolling off the lake because it's like it opens March 1st, and you know Chicago weather. Mm-hmm. It might be 60 on March 1st, but odds are it's probably snowing and 28.
Mm-hmm.
And to have on the hot side, you'll have anywhere from 65 to 75 degree water March 1st, no matter what that air temperature is. And you can imagine what kind of steam that can cause. And sometimes you can't even see a boat in front of you. So it is important to use caution, but it's something really cool to see if you haven't been out there to see it.
Yeah. And I would highly recommend, even if you have a, you know, electric depth, you know, fish locators, have a map of the lake. Because there's some things in that lake that just going to introduce themselves to the back of your prop or something.
Yes. If you don't, shore fishing is awesome at these locations, but also a lot of the lake is not accessible by shore. So if you are fortunate enough to have a boat, you have even more at your disposal. But use extreme caution, because I know many people who have taken out lower units and props just because, you know, it is a quarried lake and it's dug out and it has different humps and flats that you can really do some damage. So it's important to go out with someone maybe who knows the lake, or at least go over your lake master or your printed maps for sure and stay in the main channel.
Yeah. Now, early in the season, if we were to normally go fish largemouth bass in April, March when Braidwood opens, people think that the bass are lethargic, the bass are going slower, you know, they're still building up their metabolism. As you mentioned at the beginning, those fish have been in high gear all winter because they've been in the sauna enjoying it, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a real cool thing about Braidwood, especially in your first month or two, is, like I mentioned before, there's kind of a hot side and there's kind of a cold side. And the temperature differs by about 10 to 20 degrees. Given the day. And you can have fish on one side that are post-spawn in the spring, and on the other side, you can find fish that are still pre-spawn that haven't even moved up yet. And that really allows the angler different opportunities and to fish their strengths to find the fish that they want to fish for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. Okay, Jim, so it's late March, and I want to go fish Braidwood.
Sure.
What should I, and I'm going to go bass fishing, what should I go in with in my mind?
All right, so keep what we just said in mind. You got fish in all different phases. But for the most part, they are going to be in two areas. They're going to be in that staging area because they just are getting ready to go onto the beds or just came off. So that, you know, your first, your secondary points, your main points, your first drop-offs, those fish cribs you're talking about or brush piles right before you get shallow. And then you're also going to have fish that are real shallow. There's a lot of laydowns and a lot of reeds and bushes in Braidwood, and you're going to find plenty of fish that are moved up in there too. So it's kind of a 1-2 punch. You're going to figure out on the part of the lake you're on that day where those fish are at. And then if they're off a bit, I like to follow the shad pattern. There's a lot of bait fish in these cooling lakes, so you kind of want to match the hatch. So a spinner bait, a crank bait, a rattle trap. Those are my favorite when I'm offshore a little bit. And then when you get up close and personal with these fish, a jig or a Texas rig, on a day where it's a little more finicky, high pressure, high skies, bluebird skies, drop shot, shaky head, a plastic, you know, and get that up near the cover where those fish are hiding. And I think you can have a good day as long as you keep the clock moving in your head and think about what these fish are doing.
Yeah, well, you're on the money on that one, Jim. Here's the thing is, you could be doing that, you know, around one of the islands that are on that big lake. You could be doing it in, casting around there, casting in another area. And you're going to get one of these blues or whatever. Mm-hmm. Channels are going to slam that spinner bait or that. I mean, going, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
All those fish, they like fast-moving baits sometimes, folks. They're not just waiting on the bottom for your dead golden roach to be swimming by.
No, absolutely. I have friends this year that have caught catfish on rattle traps, crankbaits, jigs, and I'm talking big fish, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just an opportunity that bass fishermen have, and hang on. That's all I have to say, because you'll think for a second you might have that next state record bass on, But I promise you, you will have your fair share of run-ins with some big catfish on Braidwood Lake.
Oh, I was watching a gentleman that was on the shoreline set the hook on, you know, he was casting. You know, he was casting I can't remember if it was a spinnerbait he was casting. And he tied into some good blue. And
oh, yeah.
I just heard his drag scream. And then I heard, bing!
and it will happen. You know, it's hard to not maybe get disappointed if you don't see these fish. But I've been on Braidwood about 5 times already this year, and I've lost 2 giant fish that I have not got a single look at.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to say how big they are, but there are some real monsters in that lake.
Oh, God, yes, real monsters. Now, you know, that's the bass. Now, you said stripers too, huh?
Yeah, so not your big saltwater stripers, but your hybrid stripers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a really good sized fish of that caliber gets up to your, you know, 10-pound class or so. And they are really hard fighting fish, and they are a lot of fun. And you can use the same gear that you use bass fishing for these fish. I know a lot of shore anglers like to utilize frozen or cooked shrimp,
mm-hmm.
and they really love those too. And while you're using that, again, you have another great chance for a massive Illinois catfish.
Yeah. And let me tell you, they look really pretty in a frying pan. But trust me, if you don't like them, drop them off at my house. Okay. It's okay.
Filleted packaged, and on ice.
That's right. Yeah. That would be the proper way to drop them, you know.
Of course.
You know, Jim, I mean, like I said, the cooling lakes. And LaSalle Lake, I know you fish LaSalle Lake. Maybe we can talk at another time about LaSalle Lake, too, because that's another lake that has hold on. That's worse than Braidwood because LaSalle has been able to, if you're on the west end of, LaSalle, if you're on the west end of the lake where the boat ramp is,
mm-hmm.
you could have a completely different weather system on the east side of that lake.
Oh, absolutely, especially with the wind on these power plant lakes.
Yeah, and people don't understand when you say that. You go, yeah, you know, it could be, you know, just nice wind and sunny on the west side, and the east side, it's like, wait a minute, where the hell did this storm come from? It's not that far away, you know, which is really cool.
Yep.
Let's jump real quick back. Would you say go with medium action? What would be your favorite gear to, you know, to set up to go after anything?
Yeah, you know, especially if you're getting offshore a bit and you're making some long casts and you're moving with your crankbaits or your rattle traps, stuff like that. I prefer a medium heavy out there just for the simple fact of you can really tie in to something very large. And you don't have to get crazy. I'm not saying that you need to bulk up your gear. I mean, if all you have is a medium, let me tell you, you can get away with it just fine. Loosen that drag up a little bit and let that baby run.
Mm-hmm.
But there's plenty of opportunities for anyone who just uses spinning gear or, of course, with casting gear, too. That'd be my preference to throw some of the moving baits and flipping your jigs and stuff. But, you know, on my spinning gear, I go out there with about 8-pound tests with my plastics. And on the moving baits, I prefer anywhere from 12 to 15 pounds and flipping around 15 to 17. That's my go-to kind of in the Illinois area in the beginning of the year. And then later in the season, once we get more weeds and we're throwing frogs and stuff like that, I'll pack it on a little tighter. But that does give me one point, though, for my bass fishermen out there.
Mm-hmm.
Do not be scared to throw topwater unseasonably early on these power plant lakes.
No, because the power plant lake is, you know, thinking it's June.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. I've seen many fish on Braidwood caught on poppers and buzzbaits in the end of March, early April. You know, about a month after it's opened, they're already in that summer phase. So it is a little bit of a mind reset if you're going to fish these lakes, but it's not much different. Look at the water temp and think about when that water temp is normally like that in all our other lakes, and
mm-hmm.
boom, that's all you have to do.
Cool, Jim. Well, you have given us a plethora of information. And I know we can see you on Midwest Outdoors TV show. You're going to be writing for the Midwest Outdoors magazine more every month, so we're going to look forward to that. And I want you to know that you are always welcome on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, okay?
Well, I appreciate it. It's always a good time. We go back since the high school days, so I always appreciate hearing from you.
Oh, God, it just made me feel old, everybody. That's all right. Keeps me young. It keeps me young, Jim. It keeps me young.
That's all I'm here for. I'll keep you entertained, and, you know, we'll keep you moving.
All right, buddy. Take care. Everybody, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, your Lund and Lowe superstar, have once again been awarded the prestigious Mercury CSI Award for customer service above all other dealers in the area for the seventh year in a row. Waterworks also has a full showroom of Lund and Lowe fishing boats, along with beautiful pontoon boats, all powered by Mercury outboards and waiting for you to add your boating fun to them. So with boats and pontoons from the factory being delivered, all with Mercury outboards, pick out your boat at waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey said to call.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
What's the biggest biz in fishing lures that all the pros know? It's BizBaits. BizBaits are soft plastic lures that are individually handcrafted and scented with their special Jack'em juice that just jacks the bass to strike. BizBaits are made for bass fishermen by bass anglers, not someone sitting behind a desk. So go to bizbaits.com and order the best soft plastic baits on the market for yourself or as a gift for maybe your fishing buddy. Get them at bizbaits.com, my favorite soft plastic bait. Jim Crowley from hookandhunttv.com shows anglers and hunters how, when, and why to be a better angler and hunter. You will enjoy his approach to the outdoors that will help you be a better sportsman. Watch him on hookandhunttv.com, online at Pride Outdoor Network, on Roku, and on Fire Stick TV. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, fish on!
Somebody say, hey, we want some crappie!
Hey, we want some crappie!
Let me hear you say, hey, we want some crappie!
Hey, we want some crappie!
Hey, it's Captain Jonathan off Deadliest Catch. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And wait, the phone is ringing. I wonder who could be on the phone. Oh, my goodness, it is my friend, Bobby Bergen. Yes, Bobby, how are you?
How's it going, Chauncey?
Hey, Bob, I'm excited. This is the first time Bob's coming on our show. And Bob is a writer for Midwest Outdoors. He's an educator doing seminars and stuff in Chicago and Indiana, Northwest Indiana. And, you know, he is the, I don't want to call him a bird dog, let's call him a fish dog, but he can find those fat smallmouth that have shoulder pads and an attitude all over that southern Illinois and Northwest Indiana area of Lake Michigan. You are the king of the lake.
I love the big lake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, greenfish don't get it for me. I just love those big bronze bass. The fishing area of Chicago and Northwest Indiana is the best I've ever fished. You know, not being the best in the world, but really teaches you how to fish. Started out on the lake perch fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Kept going from there and there. I learned the art of smallmouth fishing, and I've been hooked ever since.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like if you, I tell people the first time you catch a muskie, you go down that road, you're lost. The first time
you're destroyed.
Yeah, the first time you go out and you catch yourself, you know, a huge tarpon on a fly rod, and if you're out in the Florida area, you're done for the rest of your life. People who do the ocean fishing, you're crazy. The first time you catch I'm not talking a half a pound smallmouth. I'm talking about a smallmouth bass that's got shoulder pads on, has got an attitude, and is just ornerier than heck. And he rips line. He jumps out of the water. He flips that lure back and forth, and he hits the water, and he rips more line out of you, and then he runs at the boat to get loose line. I mean, the fish is so dynamic to fish with, hook, and try to land. It's I can't even explain
it. It's an art, you know?
It's crack cocaine with scales, okay? Because that's really what it is. Those fish are just aggressive, but so many people don't realize the availability of what we have in Lake Michigan right there in Indiana and, you know, southern Chicago waters for, you know, pike, bass, a wide variety, including muskies, believe it or not, folks. There are muskies in that lake. And there's so many things, but these smallmouth bass are so accessible to the boaters, whether you've got a hoity-toity bass boat or you've just got a smaller deep V boat. Notice how I didn't say flat-bottom boat.
Yes. You definitely need a boat for Lake Michigan, and you always have to be watching the weather.
Oh, yeah. And if you say, oh, I listen to the news. No. You have your weather radio out. Pull it out and listen to it. That's important. But, you know, what is the thing?
Rain radio, yes. That's a huge thing. Yeah. If you're going to fish Lake Michigan, you got to have that.
Yeah. Bobby, what?
I don't leave without it. It's always on the charger. Grab it, put it in the boat.
Mm-hmm. What's the thing that gets you pumping about those smallies? There's got to be some magical thing that they possess over you.
They made my life worth living. I love it. You know, I live to chase the brown bass.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And, I grew up in Munster, Indiana, and Lake Michigan was, you know, 10, 15 minutes away from me. And I grew up working at a tackle store called McLurch, and our store is primarily focused on Lake Michigan fishing because we had such an outstanding fishery. You know, we had the great perch. Mm-hmm. We don't have the biggest perch in the world, but we have a good population of them. You know, some days you go out there and you see the flotilla of 100 boats, and everybody's having a good old time catching them.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we have the smallest percentage of Lake Michigan, we still got some good fishing here. We got the kings that come in the fall, and Indiana is actually, you know, the coho capital of the Great Lakes.
Mm-hmm.
It's the shallowest part. And all those cohos come from all over the lake, right down to the south end. And especially right now, it's the time to catch them on, hopefully, casting gear. You can catch them on trolling gear, but it's funner on a spinning rod.
Oh, God, yes. Now, these smallmouth that I know you're such a fanatic about, what do you use this time of the year to go look for them?
Well, right now, you know, they're just coming out of wintering locations. It's going to be tough right now. I'm not going to lie.
No.
You got to have some determination and be prepared to fish deep water. So imagine the south end of Lake Michigan in Indiana. I'm going to focus on that, and I'll give some tips on Chicago, too. But it's basically a big sand bowl. Well, how do these smallmouth know where to go? Well, they use little highways, and those are called break walls. So, you know, they winter in the deep water in these harbors, and then they use these break walls to navigate down to find the warmer water and, you know, get closer to spawn. Right now, if you want to go out and catch them and you want to fish Lake Michigan, I would recommend fishing the inner harbor of Patrick's Marina, where the gambling boat is.
Mm-hmm.
That's safe to start off there because you don't have to run onto the big lake. You could just launch an EC, Patrick's Marina, and fish what you can there. And then when you have the courage and you're feeling safe on the lake, you can make a short move 2 miles from Patrick's and go to Buffington. Those are the two best early spots in Indiana, without lying.
Now, then what's the next best thing? After the Southern Basin warms up a little bit, and it's going to warm up pretty quick here, folks. It will, trust me. What's the next thing we should be looking for those, you know, brown bass?
Well, first, let me get back to a little bit of what's going on right now.
Oh, yeah, let's go back there.
When you're looking at harbors, you just see breakwalls, but you have to find the varying differences in them. So if you want to make your search shorter, look for areas where rock meets steel breakwall. Those are just natural spots where smallmouth will hang.
Mm.
And during cold, you know, it's ranging between 36 to 42 degrees right now. That's cold water. You don't want to go swimming in there.
No.
But I go out with 3 baits tied on. And one is a 5-inch Kalen's grub. I rig it on, depending on the depth, 1/4 ounce for up to 20 feet. If I fish it deeper, I don't really like to, 3/8, or, you know, it gets windy out there and you need that feel. My 2 favorite colors are water's clear hologram. And if you got a little bit of clouds or the water's muddy, go chartreuse. Very simple. You know, that subtle action can coax those smallmouth in deep water that aren't all the way aggressive, you know. They're getting ready to get frisky. They're getting there at this point. That grub does the deal. So you want to fish that along the bottom. And as long as you're feeling structure on the bottom, you're in the right spot. If you're snagging, you're kind of doing the right thing, even though it's aggravating. But the next best thing in cold water is a blade bait. And if you're going to fish them on Lake Michigan, don't go out and buy the very expensive blade baits. Get the cheapest ones you can because you're going to lose a lot in the rocks. I swear by it, you know. I bring people out and they buy the Mega Bass $15 blade baits. And then 3 casts later, they're out $70. And when you're fishing a blade bait, it's basically a metal blade with a lead lip on it. And you cast it out, let it sink all the way to the bottom, and you lift it up off the bottom and drop it back down. My keys are the colder the water, the slower you work it.
Mm-hmm.
As it gets warmer, faster. But once it gets too warm, they're not going to eat that blade bait no more. You got to switch up techniques.
Mm-hmm.
And don't go all fancy with all the colors. All you need is silver and gold. Keep it simple. Silver in clear water, gold on cloudy days.
Boy, you're really making it real simple for us. You know that.
What?
You're making it very simple for us, Bobby.
That's what I'd like to do. I like to educate people on the South End because we have such an amazing fishery that people often overlook. You know, they travel to Sturgeon Bay, St. Clair. But we have great smallmouth fishing. If you're willing to put the time in and learn it, then maybe listen to me ramble on about it.
Or read your article.
No, I'm honored to have you on my show. You know, back in the day, you used to host the Big Bass Bash, and that was the biggest tournament on our South End here.
Oh, yeah.
And those were all those plaques you gave me over the years, those were all my biggest awards in fishing on the South End. And we hit it off ever since.
Sure have. Well, you know, Bobby, I think what we're going to do is we're going to have to have another interview within about a month, because the lake is going to warm up, and we're going to have to talk about a whole different series of baits and where, you know, smallmouths are going to be hanging and hiding and stuff like that, because as we both agree, this is a dynamic fishery that people don't realize, because they're either out chasing coho or perch or kings in the fall. And there's all these smallmouth that are just waiting for somebody to come and play with them, right?
Oh, yeah. They're frisky, too.
Oh, yeah.
So get ready.
Yeah. And once again,
you're up, get your game going, and get out on the south end.
That's right.
Downtown fishing in Chicago, that's another great thing. The other great thing is you don't have to have a boat to fish in downtown Chicago.
Nope.
You go to Monroe Harbor, huff the shores on a skateboard like Ryan Whitaker.
Mm-hmm.
You put the time in out there. All those techniques I talk about, blading the Kalin, and, you know, a tightrope finesse jig with a little darter on the back.
Mm-hmm.
You can catch them from shore and have a great time doing it in the big city of Chicago.
Yeah, you can. You can. And we can find these tips and techniques in your articles in Midwest Outdoors, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
feel free to message me on Facebook. Find me on there, Bobby B.
Okay.
So. I plan to make our Chicagoland and Indiana fishing better. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of goals in smallmouth fishing. I'm on the search.
I'm dedicating
a lot of time to catch this Illinois state record smallmouth in downtown Chicago.
Oh, God, that sounds great. Well, Bobby, thanks so much for coming on, and we'll talk to you in about a month again about the Southern Basin there and what we should be changing our techniques to, okay?
All right. I look forward to it. Thank you again, Chauncey.
You're welcome.
You're the man.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, your Lund and Lowe superstore, have once again been awarded the prestigious Mercury CSI Award for customer service above all other dealers in the area for the seventh year in a row. Waterworks also has a full showroom of Lund and Lowe fishing boats, along with beautiful pontoon boats, all powered by Mercury outboards, and waiting for you to add your boating fun to them. So with boats and pontoons from the factory being delivered, all with Mercury outboards, pick out your boat at waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey said to call. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you. Jim Crowley from HookAndHuntTV.com shows anglers and hunters how, when, and why to be a better angler and hunter. You will enjoy his approach to the outdoors that will help you be a better sportsman. Watch him on HookAndHuntTV.com, online at Pride Outdoor Network, on Roku, and on Fire Stick TV. What's the biggest biz in fishing lures that all the pros know? It's BizBaits. BizBaits are soft plastic lures that are individually handcrafted and scented with their special Jack'em juice that just jacks the bass to strike. BizBaits are made for bass fishermen by bass anglers, not someone sitting behind a desk. So go to BizBaits.com and order the best soft plastic baits on the market for yourself or as a gift for maybe your fishing buddy. Get them at BizBaits.com, my favorite soft plastic bait. When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" GTRodandReel.com is the place all muskie anglers are talking about for the largest selection of all your muskie lure needs. From the top names in glide baits, crankbaits, jointed topwater baits, ratlin baits, diver baits, and more, all shipped to your door. Our best-selling Easy Clip shark wire leaders, along with fluorocarbon and solid wire leaders, can be purchased by going to Easy Clip Leader on eBay for show discounts and free shipping on leaders. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com, BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's bizbait.com. And GTRodandReel.com, your one stop for all your ice fishing needs and musky fishing needs. That's GTRodandReel.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to visitsunsetcountry.com. That's visitsunsetcountry.com. Segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
Now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're having fun this morning. I am too. We got a little bit of rain that came in for the weekend and stuff like that. But later on, it's going to be better. Sunday's going to be better. Monday, Tuesday could be very good times to check out some of the lakefront areas and some of the larger bodies of water, because it looks like the activity there is going to definitely pick up. But it's going to be ugly for, 24 hours or so, but that's okay. Don't worry about it. You can do a honeydew someplace around the house. It'll be fine. Hey, let's talk about what's going on in the area. First of all, the 2021 Illinois spring trout fishing season is going to open April 3rd, and about a bunch of ponds and lakes and streams throughout Illinois, but the Forest Preserve District of Cook County is not going to open them until April 7th. That's the important thing. They're not going to open them until April 7th because they're just trying to keep the COVID rush and nobody standing shoulder to shoulder like we have had in the past. This catchable trout program is really kind of a cool thing because it's funded by the Inland Trout Stamps and by the DNR. They stock about 80,000 fish in all these bodies of water, and, you know, there's some nice-sized trout here, you know. You're allowed to keep up to 5 fish, so you can get yourself a mess for dinner. I'm pretty excited. There's a fall day, too, in October, and we'll keep you posted on that one. For the 2021 season, a lot of lakes are going to be closed now and until it opens on April 3rd, except Forest Preserves of Cook County. But if so, don't get goofy on that. All right, check it out. Make sure you have your trout stamp and be ready to enjoy the time with them. You know what? Take the kids with you. Don't catch any fish. Let the kids catch all the fish. It's so much fun to watch them do that. Remember, small fish, small hooks, small bobbers. You'll understand what I mean. If you're using big bobbers, you ain't gonna you'll understand real fast. Okay, Muskegon River anglers, they are going to be collecting walleye from the state of Michigan's walleye program. This is a pretty cool thing. They started on the 25th of March, and they're going to do it to about the middle of April. So, you know, kind of if you see them collecting fish and shocking, don't go over there. Give them some space. They really need to have that elbow room, okay? And it's, you know, they got electronic fishing boats. They've got people waiting. They get all kinds of stuff. And they're going to be collecting, I mean, a lot of fish to get these eggs because they're finding out this is a very healthy fish population. They're the ones that they're collecting, they're going to keep a bunch of them. They probably about 500 fish they need, and they estimate there's between 40 and 50,000 walleyes in the river. So that's good in my books. But, you know, they're going to send about 60 of those fish. They take them and send them to the University of Michigan where they actually go through the fish tissue-wise, chemical-wise, to see if how healthy the population is, and they're doing quite well with that. I'm pretty excited about that. Hey, in the state of Wisconsin, the Wisconsin DNR and the neighboring states and federal agencies and everybody and his brother, I think, is going to be part of the invasive carp removal program in Pool 8 on the Mississippi River near La Crosse beginning April 5th. They're going to try a program where they can get more of these fish out of there. They did mark, they haven't had as many, but they want to see if they can keep that population down in that area. Can't go wrong with that, boys and girls. I like it. Hey, we want to congratulate Indiana angler Phil Durach of Chesterton, who broke the state record for whitefish on Lake Michigan for Indiana waters and near Portage, Indiana, on March 6th. He caught a whitefish weighing in at 9.34 pounds. Nice fish. Besting the previous record by, I think, a little over one and a... It was over a pound and a half. Let me quick look at 1.65. That's what it was. And that's a really good size whitefish. You know, this record has been broken 8 times since 2012. They've broken the whitefish record. Who knows? I don't know what it is. But, you know, whitefish are really good on the table. If anybody offers you one, don't say no. I'm telling you that right now. But they're really active between November and April and until the water hits about 50 degrees and then they're gone. Well, let's talk about the important thing on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, the Aiden Fishing Report, sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Grandpa, I had a blast steelhead fishing. Oh, that's right. He was going steelhead fishing this week. I forgot about that. On the Grand River near Grand Rapids, Dad and I went down there, and we were using spawn sacks and wax worms, and I only landed 2, but I lost 9 of them. Wow, hey, you did good. I laughed after losing each one. The old guys that are my friends there would all stop casting and would cheer me on like I was at the football game. It was so much fun, and everybody was laughing and cheering me. I liked that. Roger's dad told me that most of the lakes that he had heard about, they were catching yellow perch, crappie, and bluegills on wigglers, minnows, and wax worms. I tried to put a wiggler on a hook, and that's real hard to do because they wiggle a lot. Aiden, I love you. The Rogue River by my house, the guys were using spawn and wax worms on jigs. I did not see two guys that were using plastic beads, and they did not gut hook the fish. Aiden, you've been typing fast on this one, it looks like. He saw two guys using those plastic beads, and they did not gut hook the fish, and the spawn guys were. We're supposed to get rain, snow, ice, or whatever ucky stuff for the next day or two. So the rivers are going to get real dirty for a few days. I don't know what I'm going to hear for fishing for next week, but I'm going to try. I'll FaceTime you the next time we go out so you can see how we're doing. Love ya, Aiden. And the Aiden Fishing Report is sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Give them a call and tell them you heard the Aiden Fishing Report that they sponsor on Chauncey's show. Power liners came back to the lakefront having a field day. Yep, they're doing before the northeast winds hitting in the, they were doing okay for some coho and a couple of whitefish. I mean, a few. When I say a few, I'm talking, I've only heard of two lake trout on a power line, okay? Perchers, the guys at 87th Street a couple days ago were only getting small ones, and they were throwing them all back. So that's one area. They got some pike out of Diversity and Montrose on those power lines. That's a good sign. And if you're looking for power line equipment, Henry's at 3130 South Canal Street in Chicago has got everything you need. Also, they have got the small Cleos and spoons that you're going to be casting a number of areas there, too. Northwest Indiana, my reporter buddy Tyree Williams said that his buddies on shore were not doing well, but the guys in the boat like him were working the area south and east of Gary Light, top 12 feet, crankbaits, Rapalas, and spoons, and they pretty much limited out pretty quick. Don't forget about, we mentioned Cook County Forest Preserve, trout season is going to open April 7th, but a lot of crappie are being caught in a number of those lakes right now. Chain of Lakes, members of the Blarney Bassmasters, said bluegill are mixed in with the crappie in the back channels. It's not a bad thing to go there. One of the anglers mentioned that as he was sitting in his boat, 25 pelicans landed way too close to his boat. He got a little concerned, but then he thought about it and said, hey, they're fishing like me, so they may know something I don't know. Down in southern Illinois, Wren Lake, sponsored by our friends at Wren Lake Area Tourism at enjoywrenlake.com. Thunderstorms have raised the level of the lakes, and it's up high into the brush and trees. So that means those crappies are back up and in there, and they're probably spawn back there. And let's hope that the fry will hatch and they'll move back into the lake because they are spread out. But if you put in the time, you're going to get your fish. Enjoyrenlake.com, a little bit of heaven at exit 77. Braidwood and LaSalle, decent shore angling. Watch the winds. If it's bad, don't even try it. It's not worth, you know, putting yourself in a dangerous mode. Wisconsin River, lots of small walleyes are being caught. And, oh, I can hear the fruit cracking, so that must mean we're coming to the end of the show. Boy, it is a fast segment in my mind. And as always, I like to leave you with a Native American proverb. And this one comes from the Nez Perce. It says, every animal knows more than you do. Every animal knows more than you do. How very, very true. Once again, please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storms, the fish we catch. We really are borrowing it all from our children's children's children. Don't forget, download the new ESPN Chicago app on your app store for free. You can listen to all of ESPN, and you can even sign up and get Chauncey's Great Outdoors downloaded for free every week. So you can take a little extra longer nap in the morning. All right, we'll see you next week right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.